Kansas State Nation. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer, your host for the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. This is Monday. Oh, darn. I'll handle that later. Anyways, I'll handle that. Monday, before I get too sidetracked, April 29th, 2024, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, postcast, baseball. So we get it back on track with that. Obviously, we had another K-Stater from the football side get drafted over the weekend. We'll touch base on that either tonight or tomorrow. We'll have Alex on tomorrow night on the bonus channel, Podbean, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast there. K-State baseball gets the series win right there in Fort Worth after I had concerns. After TCU shut out K-State in game one, apparently with weather, crazy-ass weather in the Midwest this past weekend, you just don't know. You just didn't know what you're going to get, right? But right off from the rip, K-State swept the doubleheader away from TCU. Huge two wins for K-State in this one. Split. So let's run that back real quick. So split. So TCU did win the series. K-State did win one, but they didn't win two. But TCU 7, K-State 4 in game one. And K-State put it on them in game two to salvage something there. But it's still my prediction. It's still intact, right? Because this is part of a 4-game road swing. And I think tomorrow or Wednesday, I believe it's tomorrow, K-State got to go to Lincoln to play Nebraska. K-State beat TCU 6-3 to close out that series right there as well here. We're just going to point out some points here on this doubleheader here for Pete Hughes and company here. Quote, that was a long, challenging day with a quick turnaround after a game last night, he says there. Huge win there for K-State there to salvage something and get out of Fort Worth with something there, as now they're kind of behind the eight ball a little bit after losing that series, another Big 12 series loss, by the way, by this team there. K-State, they out-hit TCU and still lost. So that's not the first time we've seen that here lately in the last several weeks. I remember it was a recent game where they out-hit and it hit an opponent and they lost there. K-State now, looking at the overall big picture now, I don't have the standings pulled up, so we're just going to have to just pass on that for right now. 26-17 overall, okay? And 10-11 falls under 500 in Big 12 play right there. As let's see if I can Blake Dean was huge in game two for K-State there. He retired 14 in the last 19 batters he faced there. And of course, when you get Jackson Whitworth on the mound there, you know it's shutdown time. It's shutdown time right there as well. We look back at game one of the doubleheader there, Wildcats. Right there, they did strike. They did open up the scoring in that ball game, 2-0 there. Before TC went on a little bit of a run there in that game. Box score in this one here, yeah. Box score, we'll just go right to the source. 12 hits, but K-State's defense absolutely sucked in game one. 3 errors, 10 runners left on base. TCU 7 runs on 7 hits, an error, 6 left on base there. Again, I just mentioned K-State, 12-7 advantage on a hit column there. The Horned Frogs in game one, 6 of their 7 runs in the 4th inning. Another big inning. It's just too much there where you get allowed upon Oklahoma. Oklahoma did it, scoring 9 runs in one inning. If my count's correct on that, that just can't happen. That just cannot happen. You cannot put yourself in that hole. We've seen them do it here for the second straight conference game on the road. Kalen Culpepper did drive in 2 runs. That was a game high in game one right there. Fast forward in game two, right? K-State needed this in the worst way possible. They did avoid a sweep. 6-3 over TCU there. Brennan Jones, right? Got it all started for K-State there. Huge there. Owen Berenema played a big factor in this baseball, almost a football game. Woof, woof. Well, we talked a lot of football this weekend on the podcast. Oh, by the way, make sure you go check that out wherever you get your podcast there. We talked NFL draft for most of it, and obviously the big news story coming out of the weekend, Dylan Edwards. Finally, K-State getting Dylan Edwards, the Manhattan. That's on the Pro Project Podcast feed there. K-State. What is this guy doing? Sorry, what is this guy doing? Anyways, sorry, I apologize for that. So, K-State, 6 runs. Yeah, of course, it's in the morning, and they're out here doing something with the lawn out here making noise outside of the podcast. So that's why, if you hear that, I apologize for that. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors, clean baseball across the board, but K-State Levenly, 6 men on base. TCU, 3 runs, 8 hits, and an error, 7 left on base there. 5 different Wildcats had a hit in this game. And again, Kalen Culpepper had a good day across the board for him. 2 more hits in this game. Nick English had 2 more as well. Owen Berenema picked up his 4th win of 2024. 5 2/3, almost going 6 full. 3 runs, 6 hits there. Tyson Nabers getting save number 4 of 2024. 14th in his K-State career right there as well. And for the Cats, it was the first victory in Fort Worth in school history. Are you serious? That blows my mind. That just blows my mind there. This team has gone down there and struggled, but huge for K-State to get out of there with something. They couldn't come out of there with nothing at all. And so that's huge. So that star, put 3 stars across that one, or really put 5 stars across that there as well. K-State, 4-19 in Fort Worth. That is, yeah. But anyways, there, at least you win that game over there. K-State on the road this year. Look at this. But how about this? K-State, 10-12 on the road, and 8-11 in true road games. And then you add it, divide it even more. 5-7. In Big 12 action here in 2024. And K-State, again, picked up his first Big 12 road victory. Man, a lot of droughts have been broken in that Game 3 win over TCU yesterday. This is the Pro Project Podcast postcast. Eddie Greer III. Apologize for the pause there as people outside the recording studio out here blowing grass out here. grass out here during the podcast. But anyways, K-State picked up his first Big 12 road win since UCF early this month, back April 6th there as well. So all across the board, that's huge for them. And it's Wednesday that K-State will end its road trip against Nebraska, as Nebraska, whoo, has been on a tear this year, 26-13, 9-4 in Big 12 play. Let me see if I can bring those up real quick before we sign off here on this Monday morning. Let's see here. There we go on that. So, yeah, K-State. Yeah, and K-State, yeah, they dropped a couple of spots here. So, Oklahoma still your leader coming into this week. 15-6, and just focus on the Big 12 to wrap it. 15-6. You have to go down 3-6-8. That's where you find K-State. 10-11, they're behind now. Texas Tech and Cincinnati, now 8th in Big 12 play, and they're in front of UCF and Baylor as well. And TCU shot up a couple. No, they pretty much stayed where they're at there as well. So for K-State, if they could go on, with their road struggles, I just don't know how they can do. But hey, baseball is a fun game. Anything can happen in college baseball. We'll see what happens on Wednesday as K-State will be back in action Wednesday night in Lincoln to wrap up the 4-game swing against the Nebraska Cornhuskers, and they will come home. They hope to do some home cooking this upcoming weekend. But K-State does lose the series there, but did take the series finale in 2 games yesterday in that series against the TCU Horned Frogs. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, are free and available daily, or whenever you post to record K-State content here. But we've been on the road here recently. So if you're new to the podcast, appreciate it. If you're a big K-State fan, we appreciate it for hopping on the podcast. Make sure you do subscribe. If you're a K-State fan, you're looking for more K-State podcasts, just ask this one, or Three Ma, or Go Power Cat. Make sure you subscribe to all of them, wherever you get your podcasts, including this one as well. We will have Alex on probably tomorrow. I'm looking at tomorrow, more than likely. Okay, we will run it back with Dylan Edwards again on this podcast as he's back, finally committing to K-State there after a kind of a strange journey to get him there. But he's here now for sure. We will talk KT Levinston probably later, hopefully later on tonight on the podcast there as well. We'll get you caught up with track and field as well, as they were in action over the weekend as well. That's going to wrap it up on this Monday morning edition of Pearl Project Podcast. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Big shout out to Alex Lane out there in San Diego, California. The Pearl Project Podcast starts off with a new week. Go Cats! We'll talk to you on the next edition.